Hey, Rennie, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store.
This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, last night, after Lum and Abner closed their picture show early on account of no customers, they sauntered by Squire Skimp's Hippodrome Theater to see how their rival's premiere was going. Their curiosity aroused, they climbed a tree to peek in the windows, only to be spied by the squire, who politely ushered them inside to see the picture. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their shot-em-down store and library discussing this most embarrassing event.
I tell you, I never was so humiliated in my life.
Huh?
Sitting there in the front row of Squire's picture show, right where everybody could see us.
Yeah, well, we was right down front hall, I think, no doubts about that.
But after Squire caught us up in that tree peeking in the windows of his theater, I never knowed what else to do but just follow him inside like he suggested.
Well, fact is, he just might not insisted on us going in.
I never knowed how to get out of it.
No?
I couldn't have thought of nothing to say then if my life had depended on it.
Well, that man weren't much to say.
Worst part was him stopping the picture and turning on the lights while he marched us down to them front seats.
Yeah, that was awful nice of him, wanting to be sure we didn't stumble going down the aisle.
Well, that ain't where I done it. He just done it to embarrass.
Oh.
I'll never get over it neither.
Huh.
Be the laughing stocks of the town, that's what we're going to be.
Yeah. Doggy, that sure was a good picture, though, wasn't it, Lum?
Good picture?
Yeah.
You mean you actually sat there last night and watched the picture?
Why, sure. I don't know when I've enjoyed anything as much.
Well, that don't beat the bugs of fight.
It was about a card player named Blackie Sampson, and he got a rich man on a big boat into a game of cards or sometime. It weren't authors or old maids, I know that. I don't know just what the game was, but...
Don't tell me about it. It makes me blush clean to the back of my neck just to think about it. Besides, that was our ring, I believe.
Yeah, I believe it was. So, Blackie and this rich feller, they started playing this game of cards, and then the feller's pretty daughter come in.
Just a minute. Hello, jot 'em down, store and library, and picture show. Mom? Oh, yes, Miss Pomeroy, we're having the same picture tonight. Vulture's leaving.
Tell him about the picture. He's
going to
talk on the phone.
Oh, you did? Well, maybe you'd enjoy it more the second time.
Yeah, tell her I saw it six or seven times long.
He is. Well, I do not. Well, much obliged for calling. And goodbye.
Hey, that Pomeroy is coming to the show tonight?
No, they've already saw it. Just like everybody else in town has.
Yeah. Ain't nobody seems to want to see it again. I believe we made a mistake in having that free matinee as long as trying to run that same picture for 4 days here.
Yeah, I know good and well we did. They run them that long at the Lyric Theater and at the county seat sometimes, but it won't work here.
I don't believe it will.
Especially not with Squire running a new one already.
A new one?
Yeah, that's what Miss Pomeroy told me just now on the phone. She said he was advertising a brand new picture for tonight.
Well, that snake in the weeds.
And it looks like he's got the right idea there.
Yeah, and it looks like he's going to get all the business too long.
We're stuck with that picture of ours.
Oh.
We just have to study up some extra stuff to get the folks to come to our picture, even though they saw it already.
Some extra stuff?
Yeah, like them bingo games or giving dishes away.
What'd you say, Lon?
That was our ring. I thought it was.
You say something about giving dishes away.
Just a second.
Oh.
Hello, jot 'em down, store and library and picture show.
I wonder what he wants to do.
Why, it's a vulture's revenge, Mose.
We ain't got no extra dishes.
It's the same one, but it's an uncommonly good one.
You will?
Well, good for you. All right, Mose, we'll be looking for you. It's save a good seat for you.
I say we can't
record. Yeah, much obliged.
Room to lay down in there.
Goodbye. There's a fine fella, you know it.
Who was it, Mose Moose?
Yeah.
Huh.
Him and his mama never seen the show yesterday. Had to work.
Oh, well, these ways we'll take them too, Abner. Uh-oh. That's right.
What's the matter?
Well, nothing, except Mose was one of the fellas that you give a free pass to, Lon.
Oh, that's right, I did.
Yeah.
Wish I'd have thought of that so that wouldn't have been so nice to him.
Huh.
We may have to run that whole picture just for him and his woman.
Yeah, yeah. Well, why don't I just call him up and tell him how the picture comes out, and then we won't have to bother opening up tonight, and we can go over and see that picture squashed.
Well, we got to keep open some way. We ain't going to sit back and let Squire get all of business. I can tell you that right now.
Well, what about that eye that you was talking about, Mom? That sort of sounds like a good one, giving dishes to everybody that comes in our picture show.
Oh, yeah, I got that idea from a trip I made to Little Rock once.
Well,
they had a theater there where they advertised they was giving different stuff away different nights, you know. One night it was a basket of groceries.
Well, we could do that.
Next night they give away something like $15,000.
$15,000?
Yeah, held over from the week before, I said. Called it bank night, I think.
Well, Lord, me, Lum, we couldn't give nothing like that away.
No, of course not, but that shows you right there what kind of money can be made in the picture show business if you just put your mind to it.
Well, it sure does. My doggies, giving $15,000 to everybody that comes to the show. I don't see how they can make no profit that way.
Well, no, they don't give it to everybody. Just the lucky winners is all.
Oh. Well, we'd still be losing money.
Well, we won't do that. Don't worry.
Well, good for us.
Then one night, the theater in Little Rock advertised China Night.
China Night?
Yeah.
You mean they give away Chinese money?
No. China means dishes. They give away dishes.
Oh, I see. More likely than they were serving that there chopped up soy stuff in the dishes, Lum. That's a Chinese food, you know. Of course, we'll have to stick to baked beans and potato salad, I believe, though.
Baked beans and potato salad?
Yeah, we can't give them too much now, Lum. After all, we're just charging them 25 cents to get in, and Luke Spears charges more than that for that businessman's blue plate lunch over there.
What are you talking about, anyway? I never said nothing about giving food away. Just dishes is all.
What, Lum? You ain't going to get nobody to come out of an evening if you just give them an empty dish.
Well, you don't get the idea of that,
I know. When you hand a feller a plate, Lum, he wants something on it to eat. Ain't nothing he can do with an empty dish. Ain't going to help none just because you're handing them out to him in a dark theater, Lum. It won't fool them.
I know it, Lum, but we turn the lights on when we do that.
Yeah, that's a better idea. Turn the lights on. Everybody saw the picture anyway. I tell you, let Grandpappy Spears play the player pioneer while he maybe play some games after they get done eating.
Oh, stop right where you're at. Now, we ain't giving no food away. Special not after them slides we've been running on Food Fights for Freedom. Oh, I guess you ain't saw that.
I reckon not.
I'll run it down there. We're going to run it just before the newsreel.
Oh, no, I ain't saw it.
Well, I wish you could. It shows how important it is for us to save on food, not waste none of it. Preserve all the stuff we can, and put in our own gardens and work on farms and all that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell Elizabeth about that farm stuff. That woman ain't got no beat when it comes to field work.
It warns folks again paying more and stealing prices for food and buying them in places where they don't ask for no food stamps. Black markets and such as that. Them things help cause the prices to get out of hand.
Yeah, I reckon I ought to charge if I hire Elizabeth out to do field work around here.
It tells how we got to share our food with our allies and with all our boys that's doing the fighting.
Yeah.
Got to keep them fed to where they can whip anybody they come up against.
Sure.
That takes a lot of food. Just like that old Leonard saying of mine, our army travels on its stomach.
I reckon Elizabeth could plow 4 or 5 on its stomach.
That's the way the saying goes.
Well, you think they'd be awful hard on their uniforms. They must keep wearing them out in front that way. Who give them that idea anyway?
Well, that don't mean they actually get out and
you
travel.
You take old Fatty Thompson. He's in the army now, Lum. He'd never get no place with that big stomach of his. He'd just get to rocking and stay right there in one place.
Well, Abner, I never meant. Wait a minute. There comes Cedric up out there.
Cedric, I wish he'd stop snooping around here as long as he's still working for that squire scheme.
Well, he don't mean no harm, I don't think. It's best not to say too much around him, though.
Why, no, he'll run right back and tell Squire everything we said. He's awful about it.
Howdy, Mr. Rom. Howdy, Mr. Abner.
Hello, Cedric. What do you want?
Well, I believe I'm in trouble, I think.
Trouble?
Yeah, what have you did now, Cedric?
Well, you know, I signed a contract with Mr. Squire to work for him at $10 a week, and now all he's paying me is $2.50.
I could have told you something like that had happened when you went to work for that snake in the weed.
Well, I want to know if there ain't some law in some of them books you got, Mr. Long, that says I can get that $10 somewhere.
Why, sure there is, ain't you, Long?
Well, it depends on different stuff. Have you got the contract with you, Cedric?
No, Mom, I can run home and get it, though.
No, never mind. Next time you come by, though, bring it in, and I'll look it over for you.
Yes, Mom.
Abner, there ain't no use to look at that statute book. Have to have the contract first.
Well, there might be something in here. Ordinances.
Ordinances.
Would it be under that?
I don't think so. Not them ordinances you're looking at, no way. Them was all made way back younger. 1903, something.
Doggy, they must have been. Listen to this. Says it's again the law for a feller to drive an automobile down the main street without somebody going along in front carrying a red flag warning everybody that the automobile's approaching.
Yeah, I saw that near myself.
Here's one here. Listen to this. Here's another. Says, it shall be unlawful to hold a theatrical entertainment in any building above the ground floor because of the far hazard. Any violation of this ordinance shall be...
Wait a minute there. Did that say above the ground floor?
Yes, that... I know he's on. The lodge hall's on the second floor, and that's where Squire's running that fishing.
Don't say no more.
Is this still a law, huh?
Yeah, it's never been repealed. But don't say no more now on account of C-E-D-R-I-C.
Yeah, that's right. Cedric, you better run on home now. Bring that contract in sometime when you're coming by.
Yes, Mom.
We'll see you later, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, but wait a minute. I hear what you read in that law book there.
Uh-oh.
What I want to know is this, whereabouts can I get a red flag to carry in front of my automobile?